Martin Boozer is leading the Iditarod. The Big Lake musher wearing bib number 4 pulled into the first checkpoint of Nenana a little after 3 this afternoon and checked out 20 minutes later. He was followed by rookie Thomas Wierner from Norway and Michelle Phillips from Canada. This year, dog teams spent an extra day traveling north for a restart in Fairbanks this morning. As Emily Schwing reports, for some teams, the trip to the start line turned into an unwanted adventure.
Many mushers left for Fairbanks directly from Anchorage's Campbell Airstrip following Saturday's ceremonial start. Kirk Pirano, also known as the Kiwi Musher, says the combination of an unreliable dog truck and poor weather had him heading for Fairbanks immediately.
Yeah, we hit a bit of a snowstorm, and then Brent Sass lost his rear wheels, so we helped recover him, hold all his dogs up here to Fairbanks. So a 6-hour trip came like 10.
The wheels fell off the truck, literally. But we made it.
Brent Sass won the Yukon Quest last month. He says a hairy drive up the Parks Highway hasn't dampened his attitude.
I feel great. I'm super stoked to get on the trail, as always. You know, it's been kind of even a bigger build-up now with all the travel after the ceremonial. And the Iditarod's always a bigger build-up than the Yukon Quest anyways. But, yeah, I'm stoked. I can't wait till they say go.
But in the dog lot at the restart, Michelle Phillips was a little nervous. She accidentally locked her parka, warm clothes, and other gear in her truck, along with the keys.
Yeah, Murphy's Law.
Phillips from Tagish, Yukon, tried to laugh it off as she waited for a locksmith to arrive. It took a few minutes, but once the truck was open, she was able to concentrate. Her goal is a top 10 finish this year.
You never know till you get out there and you see what the race holds for you, you know. I'm just going to try to stick to my schedule, do my plan, and see where that takes me.
Nearby, longtime Iditarod musher Ray Reddington Jr. was scrambling. His dog truck wouldn't start because it wasn't plugged in overnight. He didn't comment, but did find a way to make it down the trail among 78 other teams who will race for Nome over the next 2 weeks. On the Iditarod Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.